Let's go back to Jerry Henry. Jerry Henry is the executive director, longtime executive director, of GA2A, formerly known as GeorgiaCarry.org. Jerry, some questions popping up as we're talking with you. Greg and I were talking during the break. One of the things was on the acreage, and I just want to get some clarification here to make sure. If you are in an unincorporated area and you can shoot now and you have an acre or 2 acres, you can still shoot on your property. This puts a limit at 5 acres in an area that says you can't shoot now. Like if you go inside a city limit, now it says you can't shoot on any acreage inside the city limit. This says if you have 10 acres or more, you can, right? That's what it does.
Yes, that's what it does. Exactly. Okay. Right. And before we go any further, I want you to know that I'm going to win that Model T. But go ahead.
I hope you do, bro. I'm not allowed to. I mean, you know, I'm going to donate. If I win it, I'm going to donate it back to a second. But I'm going to do that just to support the Double D Foundation. It's such a great charity. Yeah. Daniel Defense is an amazing company, as you know. All right.
Yes, it is.
So let's go back now to the constitutional carry bills. Here's my prediction of what I think is going to happen. The House bill has moved through the House. The Senate bill has moved through the Senate. The House bill now goes to the Senate. My personal opinion is, because they're both good bills, is the Senate is going to take up the House bill, not make any changes to it, and I believe that's the bill that will go to Kemp's desk. That will be the quickest fix to this right now, immediately. Yes?
Well, I think that's what's going
to
happen, too.
I think
one of the main reasons it's going to happen is there's not much difference, if any, between the two bills. And the one that the House passed is named after John Meadows, who was the long time Rules Committee chairman of the House. And he fought very hard for us for years. Matter of fact, if you go to our website, you can find a speech that he made back on HB 60, and it was just an amazing speech. And he has always fought for that, and I believe that due to the fact that he was so well loved up there that they'll see to it that his name gets on that bill.
I hope you're right. I think that's what's going to happen. Again, we could both be wrong here. You never know what's going to happen when politics is doing politics, right?
Well, yeah.
But nonetheless,
the outcome will be the same. The outcome will be the same regardless which one they sign, basically.
Georgia Carry gets constitutional carry. I would have liked to have seen Georgia Carry. Georgia gets constitutional carry. I would have liked to have beaten Alabama and Ohio to the punch here, okay? But I'm not going to complain, right? You're not complaining either. You're happy with both bills in either form. You'll be okay if either of those get signed or they reconcile the two. You're going to be happy regardless, right?
Of course.
All right, that works.
Anytime we can bring a little more freedom to us, to gun owners, we're happy with that.
Yeah, and you know, something I want to mention, I think it bears repeating, that we might not get everything we want every single legislative session, okay? But when we take that incremental step forward, when we take that inch, we take that 2 inches, that 3 inches, they begin to add up to miles.
Right.
And by taking that inch and not being able, if we're going for two, which we always want to do, and we can get that one now, we'll take it. That's not compromise. That's moving forward. And I want to make that clear to listeners out there. We've never has Georgia Carry or GA2A ever compromised 1 inch and gone backwards?
We have never gone backwards. Now, we get accused of compromising because we ask for several things that don't get, and we accept what we do get. But we do not give away any rights that we have obtained or that were there before we came along to start obtaining them. We do not go backwards.
Yeah, you know, campus carry in Georgia is a good example of that. We didn't get everything we wanted in the bill, but we took campus carry, and when the time is right, we will go back and fix what we didn't get. That's not
correct.
Compromise, ladies and gentlemen. That's advancing our agenda. And if you don't believe
me,
ask an anti-gunner if they would rather be in our position or their position, because we are winning in this state, period. And hats off to you, Jerry, for doing a wonderful job over the years. You know, I often talk about when I moved here in 2005 from Florida. Florida was affectionately known as the Gunshine State. And at the time I moved here, as you know, I lost my carry privileges, my carry right, my privilege. I say privileges intentionally because that's what it was with a permit. but I lost it the moment I got a Georgia driver's license and handed over my Florida license. And I'd been able to carry here for years because I had to have a Georgia driver's license in order to seek the infringement of a permit that gave me my privilege back. Okay, my right back under the term privilege, and we have fixed that in the state of Georgia, and I'm proud to have been a part of that. I take great pride in that. So, you know, we do move forward. We move forward, and sometimes it's not as fast as we want, but that's just the way the political machine operates, right?
Well, that's true, and we didn't lose our rights overnight. You know, we didn't lose them in one fell swoop, and you're not going to get them back if you think that you're going to go up and say, okay, here's all the things that are wrong with the gun laws, and we want you to change it. And they're going to say, oh, sure, not a problem. We'll change it tomorrow. That's not going to happen. You have to go in, and you have to pick your battles, and some things are even though they're all an infringement, some are more important than others to restore first. Okay, you got to pick what you can get, and not only that, it's not always up to you as to what you're going to get. If the governor says he's not going to sign it, then you're wasting your time trying to get anything done in the state of Georgia. The governor gets what he wants, basically, or he or she. They get what they want, want it, you're not going to get it.
Hold on one second, because we're going to talk about that coming up in the next segment, about the importance of the election, and I want to bring that phrase back up. The governor gets what he wants in the state of Georgia, and we want to keep it he. Right now, we want to keep it he. That's not the crux of where I'm going here, but I think you understand what I'm talking about, listeners, because Stacey Abrams is out there looming. And we're going to talk about that with Jerry and how important this is and where this all fixes in. So let me close the segment out with this with you, Jerry. And that is that it does no good for us to scream and yell at legislators who aren't doing our bidding for us as fast as we want. We're harming our cause. And sometimes we just have to play the political game in order to move the agenda forward. I know that hurts. It stings. I hate to say that, but it is a fact. When we come back, Jerry Henry, executive director of GA2A.org, formerly known as GeorgiaCarry.org, we're going to talk a little bit about the upcoming election, Purdue, the primary, Kemp, Stacey Abrams, what it all means to you if you live in Dubuque, Iowa. It matters to you. We'll be back. Don't go away.